Hello and welcome to The Human Now, where we're discussing ideas around what it means to be in this state of time and most importantly, making positivity louder. No matter where you are around the world, welcome, no matter what mood you're in or what you're feeling, we hope this episode helps lift your vibration today. I'm Cash.
And I'm Perry.
And this is The Human Now.
What episode are we doing?
73.
Oh man, we had a bit of confusion off camera.
Yeah, we thought we're going to be recording three. I thought we're going to record one episode today.
I thought we were recording three episodes.
Because I called you earlier in the day and I said, Perry.
No, hang on. We got to back it up a little bit more.
All right.
Yesterday, when we talked about it, we said we'll do three.
Yeah.
And then you called me this morning saying, what did you think you said? What I heard you say was, okay, cool. Should we do one?
Yeah.
And what was my response? My response to you should have been where the red flags came up and the miscommunication should have been evident to you. I said, no, let's stick to six.
And then I was like, sounds good.
So we're doing one
it at 6:30. Cool. 6:30. Nah. Okay, sweet. Perry said we're doing one.
Anyway.
And then we get here.
A little bit of confusion. That's right. We're here.
All right. So what do we have on the agenda? You're probably not the best person. Okay, so on the agenda, we'll check in with morale. Perry might throw in something a little extra earlier on. Yeah. We've got some gratitude. We'll talk about this live event that we've got coming up as well.
Sure.
And then we'll finish off with some wise words.
Wise words for WWFTP. Sweet. So morale check, is that what we're doing right now?
No, you said you had something else planned?
I don't have my song.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just a couple of sisters doing it for themselves. The song is Who We Are.
Yep.
I think you can't go wrong with Aretha Franklin as well.
What's the song make you feel? How about you tell us about it?
Makes me feel empowered. Makes me feel like a beautiful woman that can do anything.
Yeah. I think it's important to tune into those feminine energies sometimes.
I agree.
You know?
I think all Aretha Franklin songs make you feel some sort of way.
Yeah.
So,
why'd you pick that?
Just a good pick-me-up.
Yeah.
That's one of those... I think, I go back to Aretha Franklin. She's one of those artists that anytime you put on, it's uplifting. That's why.
Yeah.
I chose her.
Kind of makes you want to feel like you need to grab the air and pull it
down.
Yeah,
exactly.
Channel your energies.
Exactly.
Nice. All right. Where's the morale at, man?
Confused. That's where my morale is at. Sitting at a 7.
That's pretty good for someone who kind of needs the plan and about 30 seconds before hitting record, this guy looked like a deer in the headlights.
I think what we're talking about, the topic for today is more of a discussion. So yep. It was minimal planning anyway. I think just the confusion.
Yep.
But it's good. We just had date night.
Oh, cute. Where'd you go?
Not a new place. I think it's been there for a while. It's called Zhong.
Right.
And Mount Eden Road.
Yep.
Chinese fusion.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Very nice. Highly recommend.
There we go. I was just going to ask if you'd recommend it.
Yes.
Oh, very cute.
Yep.
And I have to say it, but was the matching outfits planned?
No. So
the matching colors?
I pulled out a shirt. This is what happened, right? I pulled out a shirt and I waved it around the room and I said, I'm going to iron this. Do you want me to iron anything for you? I ironed said shirt. No. Went for a shower and I came out and she was wearing the same color and I had already ironed a shirt. We're about to leave. So it's just how it is.
You guys look cute. So there you go.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very nice.
In terms of my morale.
Yes. Where are you at? This episode is it's fun.
Don't worry, mate. We're on the track. We're doing good. I would say that I'm probably about a 7.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling good. Back in the room. I feel like the holidays are going super quick.
Yeah.
I guess that's why I was kind of stressing out this morning and gave you a call and was like, okay, actually, let's just do one because I need to focus a bit.
Do 1 p.m.
One show.
Sorry, I'm still confused. Yep.
But yeah, no, I'm feeling good. There's, like I said, last episode, things have kind of in the mix and the work in terms of the opportunity that's coming up. I still don't want to say it until things are 100% confirmed.
Yeah.
Because it could go either way.
Yeah.
But it's looking a little bit more certain for now. So yeah, feeling like a 7.
It's very exciting. I'm excited for you.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Let's get into some gratitude.
Yeah, man.
What are you feeling grateful for?
I'm grateful for the tools in my tool shed.
Oh, yeah?
So this morning, like, I don't know if you had a look in the last couple of days when you've been over here, but the garden, the grass was just, it was like a jungle out there.
Yeah.
And I think today I was just especially grateful for the line trimmer, the weed whacker.
Mm.
Just because there's no way the lawnmower could have mowed through all of that. You just need to get out there and
chop it and trim it.
Trim it down to something that's a bit more manageable.
Yep.
And if I didn't have a lawnmower, or if I didn't have a line trimmer, then man, I would have not been a happy person. Yeah. And it's not the biggest garden as well, but it can take the longest time if you don't have the right tools.
For sure. So it's a lesson in life.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I'm feeling grateful for without saying too much.
Yep.
The truth.
Mm-hmm.
And realizations.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all I want to say.
Very good. Very nice.
All right.
Let's talk about this live event.
Yes.
Do you want to give us a bit of a backstory as to where this has come from?
I think it was on the podcast.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yep.
I mean, I think I've always wanted to, I always knew that live events and like live speaking events is where I want to end up one day. And so you threw out a question on the podcast and I said, I want to do a live event by June.
Yep.
And so we're on this journey now. I think the idea, I think it's the evolution of what we're trying to build here.
Mm.
I think the podcast has always been that, an audio show.
Mm-hmm.
I think with the original one, the very, very first episodes, or when we first thought about it, it was going to be audio only.
Yeah.
And then
it just happened to be that we had cameras.
Cameras, right? And then therefore the cameras came about. So I think it's evolutionary. I think it's the right direction that we want to take the podcast in.
Yep.
But it's a personal goal of mine as well to be able to connect with people in person. Because you can do so much behind a camera or in front of a camera.
Yeah.
But to connect at the next level, I think we need to connect.
I definitely see it like, you know, when we're sitting here and we're talking, like I can feel the energy and the emotion, even through even just from what I say and I'm sitting here and we're talking and, you know, we're feeling this energy. And then I look back in the replay, I'm like, oh, is that what it looks like?
Right.
So it's like, it's a completely different ball game.
Yep.
You know, like I feel like the energy and the atmosphere, all of that kicks in in a live event. Like sitting here in the room and you got the lights, you know, you got all the cameras going, and you're sitting here, the mics are all real.
Yeah.
It is a completely different experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we always feed off people's energy as well.
Mm.
I think like we mentioned just over the break, Christmas break, you know, going to our family events and speaking to people, like people are connecting with what we're saying.
Mm.
And so it was nice to hear that feedback. Like we read feedback, we see feedback.
Yep.
But to have a personal connection and be able to discuss something with someone,
yeah,
is a very different feeling.
100%.
So that's why we want to take this to the people.
Mm-hmm. And so we thought about as well as like, instead of us just discussing and planning this live event behind the scenes and people turn up, that we actually plan out or discuss what we want to do on the show.
Yep.
So take people on the journey, kind of get a, what do you say, like a behind the scenes look into the preparation in terms of what we're thinking. Like all of this is 100% off the cuff. Like,
yeah,
what we're putting or what we're bringing sure to the table is just the rawness.
Yeah. I'm playing chess here actually on my iPad. I've got no notes in front of me.
I've just got a run sheet. in terms of some cues. So I guess we've kind of discussed the where this has come from in the backstory.
Yeah.
What is the, like, what is the purpose and what is it going to serve in terms of this live show?
I think you could probably speak more to the human now side of it. Mm-hmm. I'd be a little bit selfish and say that I have the ability to connect and spread a message.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to be able to bring people into a room, move them with storytelling and emotions and hopefully inspire them to do the things that inspire them or to want to have more or be more or achieve more.
Yep.
I think when it comes to human now, this the message of positivity and everything that it stands for is a message that needs to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just perpetuating the idea of giving to the community.
Yep.
And making positivity louder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely what I'm thinking too. You know, it's the, like when we say the human now, the humanness, I think it's so multifaceted.
Mm.
There's so many parts of life and what it means to be a human and what it entails.
Yep.
That we're not necessarily the ones who know it all.
Yep.
Right? And I think what we enjoy actually is listening to the stories of other people.
Correct.
And it's like what we've always said from the beginning, you know, is that success leaves clues.
Correct.
Standing on the shoulders of giants,
yep.
You know, and so even if we could get a little bit of their time and create an opportunity where there's more than just the two of us benefiting from that. And I think having that and getting people into proximity of these people into the same room, that's just magic. You know, and I love going to seminars, listening to people talk, having done Tony Robbins' course online.
Yeah.
Even with Chimay Mission, you know, and going to the talks when Swamiji and Guruji come.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that the atmosphere I love again because it's so positive as well.
Yeah.
And then the now, like it's just like this is our life. This is our shot. So we just got to do it now. We have the ability to change our future or our present actually. And I guess like the actual thing that has stuck with me now is the law of diminishing intent. Like it keeps coming back,
Yeah. You
know, and it's that in any moment we have the ability to change the trajectory of our life.
Yep.
And so if we're able to bring a whole bunch of people into a room and just one person say something that's going to change someone's life, like that's job done, you know? So, and I think that's the same with this podcast as well. And the show is that there might be one message that's going to change someone's whole day, whole week, whole life, just from something that's been shared.
Yeah.
So I guess that's kind of like, again, the purpose for the live event.
Yeah. I like it.
So who is it for?
For young and old, everyone.
Yeah.
I think it's anyone that wants to have a good time.
Yep.
Feel good.
Anyone who just wants to see the positive side of life, you know, Like, if you think positive and you think yellow, then this is the place for you.
Yeah. Who was it for? I think that covers it. Mm. I don't think there's...
It could be, like, I think it can be for anyone.
Mm.
I think it's nice to say that it's young and old. Again, that kind of encompasses the humanness. It's just, again, at any age, your life could change. You've got the ability to change your life.
Yep.
Like, I don't know, do you let the kids listen to the podcast?
Yeah.
And what do they think?
I don't think they, what do they think?
Yeah.
Do you want to repeat that?
Yeah, so we've got Perry's wife actually sitting here in the room, and she said that the boys, when they listen to, so Perry's kids, when they listen to the episodes, a couple of days later, they'll repeat things that they've actually learned. So, like, they're taking, young minds are taking the information in.
Correct.
Which is, this is the first time I've heard this. You know, and I think it's true, like, when I see, like, your boys... our other nephews and nieces, like they're constantly taking in information. And so
little sponges, yeah.
And so even to have them sitting in the room, I think is beneficial. Like, why not make it a family event?
Mm.
You could bring your whole family. It doesn't just have to be for individuals. Yep. And I guess if that's what we want to do, that's what we'll make it. Let's make it a child-friendly, family-friendly event.
Yeah.
Which kind of then also then helps us to kind of figure out who would be speaking as well, then, you know, we'll make sure that we get...
Yeah, it's all, yeah.
Yeah, we cover all bases, all ages. Mmm.
Mmm.
That's exciting.
Mmm. You want to dress up as a clown?
Me?
Yeah.
Why? So kids can laugh at me? Mate, you... If we hit...
I'll do my
following.
Dance.
Yeah.
I'll do my
You'll
dance.
You'll do your dance at the live event.
Should we get an update on that while we're here? We're sitting at 519.
We're doing good. We're doing good. Got like half a month left to go. Come on, everyone, please jump on the bandwagon.
So when are we doing this? We said June.
June.
Which is very soon.
Mm. How are you feeling about that?
We've done enough events to know that
it's
possible to to put together an event.
Yep.
I think the scary part is what are we doing there?
I was gonna say the scary part for me is how many people and the scale. You know?
Yeah. How many people are you thinking?
Well, initially I was thinking like getting not like a small room, but like what I was picturing in my head was that we're kind of set in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a rig that's got the lights and then everyone's around us.
Okay.
That's kind of what, so that's maybe about 100, 300 people.
Yeah.
Then that's the kind of the size that I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I was the same. I think I was sitting around 300
mm-hmm.
as well. There's a lot of people.
It is. And that scared me. And then I was like, oh, should we tone it down a little bit? Say 10?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if that's like because I'm thinking about the time or if that's doubt creeping in. Like,
what is it?
People
you
actually going to.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's that imposter syndrome. Because then as soon as I thought about that, I was like, no, actually what we need to think about is who we're going to get in there to speak.
Yeah.
Because then if we get the right people in to speak, then they'll, you know, it's not just about us. We're actually, like we said, we're going to get other people to come in. They'll bring their own audiences in,
mm-hmm.
you know?
So who are you thinking?
I was thinking Phil. Phil would come, my boss.
Yep.
Talking about space and how space can be positive and beneficial for people. That's all I've thought about so far.
Mm. Is it like a, is it, we're going to do like a live podcast?
I think
so. Situation or?
Yeah. Because then I was also thinking like, is it like a TEDx event? That type of a thing. But I think it needs to be more like an actual live. And so when I'm thinking about the set, I was like, do we bring the table in? Do we bring the plants and things in? You know, do we make it look as realistic as, like, we have one person sitting here watching. Imagine if we had another 99.
Yeah. And then the people that we invite on are just, as in, they're guests on the podcast?
Yeah.
Cool.
What about you? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I think there could be a hybrid.
Yep.
Where they come on, we give them 10, 15 minutes to speak. Mm-hmm. And then we come in and they sit down with us and we ask questions.
Yeah. And I think also then having that time for a bit of Q&A.
With the audience.
With
the
audience.
For sure.
Like, do you remember the time Gary Vee came?
Mm-hmm.
And that guy didn't sell anything. He just went straight to the Q&A. He gave like a talk for maybe about 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then after that, straight into Q&A. I felt like that day he gave the most value.
Yep.
And he did very little.
Yeah.
By doing so much. You know? So I think, yeah, having a little bit of a Q&A would be good. Cool.
So we get them up, they do a little spiel,
mm-hmm.
sit down with them,
yep.
chat for a few minutes, and then open it up to the audience.
Okay.
I think it'd be a good time to ask anyone out there watching, listening, to make some suggestions of guests or speakers.
And if you know someone, like if you've got connections and you're listening to this, like we'd happily lean on you. Like if you think, you know, people have got or could bring value to the event.
Yep.
If you've got connections, I think that's how we get anyone onto the podcast is actually just going through our networks. Who knows who?
Cool.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
And so if we could lean on people, then we'd 100% appreciate support. Help.
Yeah. What else?
The where. Mm. Where are we doing it? I mean, we don't have to have it figured out now, but like if you've thought about it in your head or you've got an idea or.
I don't.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking about your setup with us sitting in the middle. It's a big space that we're going to need.
What were you thinking then initially? It was just.
I was thinking it was like a. Just like a normal auditorium sort of setup.
Mm-hmm. What type of auditorium?
Like stage in front and then people sitting.
But I feel like they need to be a bit more intimate, but more here, you know?
I like your idea.
Yeah. Like they're just around.
Yeah.
Because then they feel like they're sitting at the table, whereas if we're up on a stage, then just a bit disconnected and that's when people like fall asleep or sit on their phone. But I always like a bit of engagement.
Have you got a venue in mind?
No. I was thinking actually, just like hitting up the guys at Aotea, like not doing it Aotea, but that little hall next to the town hall.
Next to the town hall. Oh, yep.
In there. Like if they've got a dark day or something, seeing if we could give that a go.
Yeah.
Yeah, or even Q Theatre. Yeah. And the lights and stuff are all there.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be some costs involved, but we see if we can get that sponsored. And then, like, even Q would be nice. That's got the atmosphere and the environment. And then, yeah, we go hard and make it happen.
Okay.
So what's the next steps?
Lots to think about. I think the first thing we need to do is get all of our ideas down on paper.
Mate, we've just recorded them all.
Okay.
So but now, yeah, let's get them down on a spreadsheet.
Let's not write anything down then at all.
I'm glad we got you here.
Mate. I think the first thing we need to do is we need to lock in a date and then a venue. Those would be the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need to start once we've got that, then we need to A, start selling some tickets, or if it's a free event, it's a free event.
What do you reckon?
I don't know. I think dependent, I would like to cover costs.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not here to make money from this.
No.
Cool. But I would like to cover costs.
Yep. 100%.
So we can continue to do more events. What was the question?
What's next? What's the plan?
Yeah. So sell tickets.
Yep.
And then we need to start finalizing the agenda.
The lineup. Cool. Okay.
But yeah, venue and date first.
I was even thinking just even Tapac.
Yeah, I was thinking Tapac as well.
That could work too.
Because then it's flat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Cool.
Exciting.
Exciting. And then we're going to get Paradise to be our catering partner as well.
Sweet. Easy. Cool. Sorted.
Easy.
Just like any Indian event. Everyone just come for the food.
Come for the biryani. All right.
Cool.
That's made it a little bit more real then.
Yeah.
I'm nervous and excited.
Same. Yeah. I'm initially scared, but I think that's just excitement.
Yep.
For me. You know, like, because otherwise it's just all that imposter syndrome, all that doubt, all that fear coming in saying, like, who are you? You can't do this.
Yeah.
But I think we have to remember what we've done in the past.
Mm.
You know, like, you've pulled off a 360-degree show. We've done multiple shows before. We know how the podcast works. We've spoken to people before. We just got to bring all of those together.
Yep. What we should do
is
we should both go away from this.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to both do a visualization of what this looks like for us.
Yep.
Because this was awesome to get our initial thoughts down.
Yeah.
But I think to really make it real in our mind and see what it looks like, what the format is, all of these questions that we've just asked ourselves.
Yeah.
I think we really need to sit and allow space and time.
Yep.
And visualize what we think it really is.
Mm-hmm. And talk to people, soundboards.
Yep.
You know, like everything we just talked about in episode 71.
Yep.
You know, I think it was 71 or 70, we were just talking about the goals that we have for the year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and the points that you made.
Correct. So I think that is the first step.
Yep.
Then we can crystallize.
Nice.
We'll crystallize our thinking, get it down on paper, date, venue, lineup. And
advertise.
If we can get 300 people, that would take this whole thing on a completely new trajectory. Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. Cool.
Nice. All right, man.
Tell us about this new segment.
Wise words for the people. So I think sometimes like life's greatest messages come from the simplest people in the simplest lines.
Yep.
And where this originates from is me asking my dad, like this would just be on Snapchat to like my cousin's group or my friend's groups, you know, and just being like, Bruce, what's your wise words for the people? What's your message for today?
Yeah.
And he'd just say one line and that's it. You know, like Bruce is a very simple-minded person, just says one line and that's it. You got to think about it and it's entertaining. At the same time, there's a lot of truth behind what he said. Yeah. So I thought it'd be good just to bring that type of segment into the show.
Yep.
In a way to kind of finish the episodes up.
Nice. So hit us with your wise words for the people.
Mm-hmm. My wise words for the people is just open your eyes. Like it's so simple, but open your eyes. And I think where that comes from is just see the opportunities, you know, and see how you can make situations, circumstances work for you and not against you.
Yeah. That's really cool. Cause just of what you told me at the end of after we stopped
Yeah.
About the opportunity that has come your way.
Yep.
And so I'm thinking back to that situation and what you've said there is exactly what you've done.
Yep.
And what someone else has completely missed out on an amazing opportunity because they didn't open their eyes.
And there's so many things that go past us every day.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's just if we opened our eyes and saw it as an opportunity and just took it, then imagine what life could be like, you know? And I think it's like what the one and only GOAT, TR, says.
Yeah.
You know, is you got to find the leverage. See how a situation can work for you. And the bigger the lever, you know, the easier it is. But I think life could just be that much more fun if you opened your eyes.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's it. That's the wise words. Nice and simple.
Nice.
Very easy. And not to take too seriously, but if you don't, it's up to you.
Cool.
That's us for today, man.
You want my one?
Oh, you got one.
I've got one.
This guy made it sound like it's just me doing it.
No.
All right, yeah, let's hear it, man.
So
coming from the daddy.
So don't call me that. So when you told me about this, it was a very confusing day for me.
Bro, this guy, oh my gosh, now it's all making sense because this guy's like, huh, what are we doing? And then I put it in the notes and then he was like, oh, your dad.
Yes.
So you thought I was talking about your dad.
No, I thought it was like a segment on, I thought it was like something on TikTok where it's a trend or some nonsense. I don't know what was going on. Anyway, so when you told me about it, I was very confused and then I thought about it and I thought, anytime we bring up the segment, I'm going to do it with song lyrics.
Okay.
Always.
Right.
Right. So I think you know who the artist is going to be. It's one of the GOATs.
There's only two that I can think of.
Okay. So should we say who you think it is at the same time?
Yeah.
I'll give you a countdown on three. Okay. I mean, we'll go 1, 2, 3 and say it.
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Kanye.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay, then it's going to be Jay-Z.
Okay, so this comes from Taylor Swift.
Yep.
It is very simple.
Okay, let's try guess what the ready go count us down.
What? Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Shake it off.
So the players are going to play. And the haters, what are they going to do?
Hate.
They're going to hate.
Yeah.
Baby, I'm just going to shake it off. Just shake it off. Just shake it off. That's it. T Swift in the house. Mic drop. I don't know what you want me to say.
No, I just wanted you to cue the song.
Oh, here we go. I've got it. Are you taking us out?
Yeah.
I'll
stay out too
late. Got nothing in
my brain. My boy's been all about the feminine energy today.
Sometimes you gotta tap into it.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. So shake it off.
Very good. Nice way to end the session. I want to thank you, Perry. I want to thank actually for being here as well. I want to thank everyone who's tuned in and listened today. Again, just something a little bit different. And hopefully this episode's kind of helped to show how we're not just coming on here to sit and talk about things. We're actually trying to break down and show how we go about trying to achieve the things we want to do in life, right?
Yep.
So hopefully that brings a little bit more perspective, a little bit more understanding. And yeah, if you're keen to jump on the journey, if you're able to help us out, please do. If you've got someone that you could put us in touch with, any contacts to help what we're trying to do, we'd really, really appreciate it. If you feel like this episode has brought someone value, please do share it on to them. Otherwise, until next time.
The form for some pro bono coaching sessions is now in the show notes.
Oh, cool.
It'll be in the previous one as well, but yeah, we'll just sit there.
Nice.
Cool.
Easy. All right, man. Thanks, guys. Next time, be human.
Be now. Is that what the saying is?
Yeah. All right, take it away, go.
It's not. No. Sweet.
Feels good.
It's very hot in here.
You're just nervous because Lexi's in the room. That's how I felt when my mum was in here.
I was sweating like you. I was sweating so much last time as well.
What is it?
Are you comfortable?
Cool as a clam. Cool as a crab. Cool as a what?